Welcome to this quick demonstration of using maps in OS X Mavericks to look up an origin point and destination point and being able to read the route step instructions, of course using VoiceOver. So before I get started, let me just say that I've got my Mac turned on, VoiceOver's running, and as usual, let me start from a known spot on the desktop with the VoiceOver command Shift VOD, and of course the VO keys being the control and option keys held down together. So I'll do that now. Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D.
Desktop Macintosh HD volume.
Now to get to the Maps application, I need to go to the Applications folder, and of course that's Shift Command and A.
Applications, List View Table.
And I want to quickly jump down to Maps. That's going to start typing in MAPS.
Mac Maps App Application.
Command O to open it.
Open. Maps, map window, toolbar.
I need to interact with the toolbar, and of course the VoiceOver command for that is Shift VO down arrow, or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with toolbar.
I need to do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow to get to the directions checkbox.
Directions, unchecked checkbox.
And I'm going to check it with spacebar.
Current location, origin location field, search text field.
Okay, now I'm going to put in a origin point. And recently I had to go from work in Gosford, Central Coast, Australia, to the Grange Hotel, where we can have nice lunches and, of course, drinks. So I'm going to put my work address in, and then the destination is going to be the Grange Hotel address, which is nearby work. Okay, so I'm going to type in my initial work address, starting with 237
8 items.
MANNSTREET. And you heard it say 8 items, that's because it's starting to search as soon as I start typing. Now if I press the down arrow key.
North Gosford NSW 22503722372, Man Street Gosford, NSW, Australia.
That's the one that I want, so I'm going to press enter.
Closing menu. 237 Man Street. Origin location field search text field.
Now even though it says origin location text field again, I'm now on the destination field. If I press VOF3 or Control Option F3.
Destination location field search text field is in the VoiceOver cursor.
Okay, it says destination text field, so now I'm on the right field. And by the way, if you wanted to use your current location in the current location field, the first field, you can just press Command plus L and press Enter. And I find when the focus moves automatically to the destination field, it will actually say destination field for you. So I'm going to type in the destination address. Now rather than typing in a street name this time, or a partial street name, I'm going to type in the business name. So I'm just going to type in the Grange Hotel.
Menu, 25 items. Close menu, 12 item. Menu, 3 items.
Okay, and as you heard, it was narrowing it down as I was typing. If I press down arrow.
The Grange Hotel, CNR Pacific Highway, Narara, NSW, Australia.
That's the Grange Hotel, Pacific Highway, Narara, Australia. Now to use that address, I'm just going to press the Enter key, and that's going to automatically take me to the Route Steps table. So I'm pressing Enter now.
Route Steps table. 1 of 2 suggested routes. 7 min 35 km.
It said 1 of 2 routes. If I wanted to get to the next route, I'm just going to press the right arrow key.
4 rows added. 2 of 2 suggested routes, 9 min 36 km Showground Road pin.
Okay, so it tells me that that route is going via Showground Road. If I go back to the first route or the previous route with the left arrow key.
1 of 2 suggested routes, 7 min 35 km Pacific Highway pin image.
And that route is going via the Pacific Highway. So if I wanted to go via Showground Road, I can just press right arrow.
4 rows added. 2 of 2 suggested routes, 9 min 36 km Showground Road pin image.
Okay, and it said it's going to take me about 9 minutes, and this is by car. So if I press the down arrow key.
237 Man Street, Gosford NSW 2250 step image.
That's our origin point for starting navigation.
4:08 a.m. at the roundabout. Take the first exit onto Man Street. Step image.
Okay, so this is telling us now in meters where to turn on the roundabout. If I press down arrow again.
4:37 a.m. Turn left onto Racecourse Road toward Gosford Hospital, Gosford Tennis Centre. Step image.
Okay, 437 meters. Turn again, and so on. And if I kept pressing down arrow, I could go through all the steps to get to the Grange Hotel. Now, this is by car navigation, so it says it's going to take about 9 minutes. Let me see what it's going to take walking. So I'm going to get to the walking radio button by doing the jump command for voiceover, which is, in this case, I'm going backwards. So it's Shift VO Command J or Shift Control Option Command J. So I press that now.
Clear button.
That's the clear button.
Walk radio button, 2 of 2.
That's walk radio button, 2 of 2. And keep going back to the left if you like. So that's Shift VO Command J again.
Car, selected radio button, 1 of 2.
Okay, so that's what I'm currently on, car. So I'm going to go forward with VO Command J or Control Option Command J.
Walk radio button, 2 of 2.
And once I press spacebar to select it, it's going to go back to the route steps table for me. Pressing spacebar now.
Route steps table. Suggested route, 4, 2, min, 3, 5, km, Pacific Highway, pin image, selected.
Okay, and in this case, it's taking me via Pacific Highway. There's no alternative route, and it said it's going to take 42 minutes rather than 9 minutes by car to walk there. If I press down arrow.
2, 3, 7, Man Street, Gosford NSW, 2, 2, 5, 0, step image.
That's the origin point. Down arrow again.
2, 9, M, enter the roundabout. Step image.
Okay, 29 metres, enter the roundabout. Down again.
1, 9, M, exit the roundabout onto Man Street. Step image.
Okay, 19 metres, exit the roundabout onto Man Street. And someone pressing down arrow to get to the bottom to get to the Grange Hotel. Now, finally, if you wanted to share the route or export it, you can also do that. If I press VOM or Control Option M to get to the main menu.
Menu bar Apple.
And I'm pressing VO Writer or Control Option Writer.
Maps. File.
There's File. Pull it down with VO Down Arrow or Control Option Down Arrow.
File menu 5 items. New window command. Capital N. Close window command. Capital W. Share submenu.
Okay, that's the share submenu. And one below it.
Export as PDF ellipsis.
That's where you can export it as a PDF text file. If I do VO up arrow, Control Option up arrow.
Share submenu.
I can share, and if I do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Share submenu 8 items sent to David Woodbridge's iPad mini.
And I'm just going to keep pressing VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow.
Send to David Woodbridge's iPhone.
I can send to my iPhone, of course, to bring it up in Maps on either my iPad or my iPhone in this case.
Email.
I can email the route steps.
Messages.
I can message it.
AirDrop.
AirDrop it.
Twitter.
Twitter.
Facebook.
Facebook.
Add bookmark.
Or I can add it to my bookmarks to keep it again for next time. And of course, I can choose one of those options, or I could just press Escape and Command Q out of Maps, or I can now go and have lunch or have a drink by pressing VO up arrow.
Facebook, Twitter, AirDrop, Messages, Email. Send to David Woodbridge's iPhone.
Send to David Woodbridge's iPhone. I'm going to press the Enter key.
Send to David Woodbridge's iPhone.
One notification. Maps. Now. Directions from 237 Mann Street, Gosford NSW 2250 to the Grange Hotel.
If I double tap on that. Okay, so it's brought up the Maps app on my iPhone automatically. At the top of the screen using VoiceOver.
Clear. Button.
And I flick to the right.
The Grange Hotel. 42 minutes, 35 kilometres.
Okay, that's the Grange Hotel.
Start. Button.
And I can one finger double tap to start. And if I flick to the right.
Direction 1 of 11, 30 metres, enter the roundabout, adjustable.
Okay, and here's the directions. And if I one finger flick up.
Direction 2 of 11, 20 metres, exit the roundabout onto Man Street.
Okay, and of course, if I was really at work, as soon as I started moving, the built-in speech would also kick in with Maps and give me talking directions as well. But for the moment, I'm just going to press my home button.
Messages.
I'll lock my iPhone with my power button, top right-hand side.
Screen locked.
And I'm going to come back to my Mac, and I want to close down Maps with Command Q.
Finder, Applications window.
Close down my Applications folder with Command W.
Close window, now in desktop.
And I'm back to the desktop on my Mac. So that completes this demonstration. I hope you've enjoyed this quick demonstration. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.